Tigers have now gone through 26 scoreless innings. And are fast approaching a record they would like to reverse immediately, run away from. Have not scored in the last 26 innings since the third inning of the first game. The series with four consecutive scoreless innings is 28 by the New York Giants staff against the Philadelphia A's in 1905. Drysdale takes ball one. Don's a very fine hitting pitcher. Used many times by Walt Alston as a pinch batter. McNally works to him. Hits it foul right up over our head, 1-1. They're quit in Drysdale. The word I don't believe was, I don't think he'd understood it or understand it if you put it in front of him. One ball, one out and none on in the third, no score. McNally's curveball hit off the left side. Aparicio waits for it, digs it out of his tummy, throws it, and threw away. Two down, and now Maury Wills, who popped to second base, and will stand in. Dodger third inning, scoreless ball game. Dodgers looking for their first hit. Already have one. Brooks Robinson, a single up the middle. They come in very shallow in the outfield and pinch Robinson and Bleffery in on Snyder and give him off lines. There was a strike. It was called. As an example, if you're just tuning in the first inning, when he popped up into shallow center, really just behind second, Aparicio, Johnson, Snyder, and Robinson all could have caught the ball. Showing you how shallow they play. Right. No balls, one strike. And there's a chopper down toward third. It's backhanded by Brooks Robinson going foul. Oh. Baltimore does not deploy, at least in this park, the shift in the outfield on Wills they did in games 1 and 2, which is referred to a lot as the Richie Ashburn shift, where they move the left fielder right on the line. He's up there now, right-handed. If he gets a chance right left-handed, he might swing all the way around. A ball outside, 1 and 2. So as a left-hand batter, they figure him to go almost always to left and never to pull. And as a right-hand batter, they defense him in such a way that they're straight away in all departments. One ball, two strikes. 1-2 pitch. Popped high to the air, and looks like Ashburn has a play. It's right in behind home plate. Spins around, the mask is off, he's there. 27 scores. Three up and three down. And we go now to the bottom of the third. Los Angeles, nothing. Baltimore, nothing.
This is Joe Garagiola. You know, my work gets me around the country a lot. And wherever I travel, someone always says to me, Joe, I hear you on the radio talking about customer care, Chrysler Plymouth dealers. What does customer care really mean? Well, I always tell them that customer care means just this. Chrysler Plymouth dealers care about their customers as well as their cars. There are a lot of dealers who know cars, but very few of them know people and cars. And this is Chrysler Plymouth dealers are different. They know how important a friendly greeting can be, how most people don't like to wait for service, and that most people like to be treated like, well, like people. They treat you as a friend, not as a stranger. And they see to it that your car's service is cool. With certified service, no less. And when you walk out, they don't forget important things like thank you. And that's what we mean by customer care. It's a philosophy of doing business that makes all the sense in the world. And exclusive at your Chrysler Plymouth dealer. I wonder why everybody doesn't do business.
Bottom of the third, no score in the ballgame. Baltimore with one hit. Andy Etchebarren, the eighth man in the lineup, coming up, so let's hop right back to Bob.
Etchebarren, 1-for-9 in the series. And a right-hand batter. Better than average speed for a catcher, normally because of the fact they always have to crouch down. Strings are foreshortened and they're unable to run. Of course, he's not very old. He'll get there if he stays long enough. A bunt down first base. Don Drysdale was over quickly to cover as Roseboro came out, but the ball beginning to roll foul, he let it go. Strike one. It's only a matter of time before a catcher will turn from a pacer to a dray horse. And that's only natural. Don Drysdale trying to come back. In the game, the Dodgers must win. And they feel that if they can get by Baltimore today, that Mr. Koufax will return the series to Los Angeles. Here's the order. Etcheverry checked off it. A ball, 1-1. No score. Etcheverry leading it off in the Baltimore third. Swing and a miss on a breaking ball. He looked like he took a little off it. 1-2. One ball, two strikes. Straight away in the outfield, Andy. Takes that curveball. He tried to save it, but I think it was in the strike zone according to the plate, John Rice. So Don Drysdale has his second strikeout. That'll bring up Dave McNally. Don strikeout, of course, only worked two innings in the first game. McNally gets a nice hand. Shallowing up in the outfield to him. He bats unlike as he's up there right-handed. Drysdale comes in and he's low and outside, a ball. One ball and no strikes. Tommy Davison left, Willie Davison center, Lou Johnson in right. Here's the 1-0 pitch. Into the dirt, low, ball two. It's the bottom of the third. There's one away. There is no score. Orioles in with one hit. Dodgers still looking for theirs. Oh, two balls, no strikes. Drysdale working now to young McNally. Sends it on the inside corner for a called strike, and it's 2-1. Should Drysdale and the Dodgers be victorious today? Two balls. One hopper, two hopper. Back to Don on the mound. He throws on to Parker, 2-1. And Koufax on Monday able to do it. That would, of course, be tomorrow. Tuesday would be the travel day, and the sixth and seventh games, if necessary, seventh, would be at Dodger Stadium. Tomorrow's airtime will be at 1 p.m. Eastern Daylight Savings Time. Airtime, actually, at 12:45, the game itself at 1 p.m. Daylight Savings. Pitches outside, a ball. 1-0. Drysdale with a windup and the pitch right through the middle. He took it for a strike, 1-1. California fans, of course, listening or viewing the games, are naturally see these in the morning. But then when the Eastern broadcasters come out, one ball, one strike. There's a long fly ball down the right field line. Lou Johnson hustling over on the warning track, right corner, and he makes a fair ball catch and then bounces into the protective padding, and that retires the side. So it's three up and three down. And at the end of three full innings of play, Los Angeles nothing, Baltimore nothing.
A great new cigarette is born. A new filter cigarette whose very name stands for filter. New Camel Filters.
New Camel Filters, the one for rich.
New Camel Filters. This is the one born rich. Rich in taste. With that big Camel head start on flavor. Now that great Camel heritage of real taste in a great new filter cigarette. No other can compare in flavor and quality to new Camel filters. This is the one you'll want to try.
Try Camel Filters, the one.
We pause station identification.
This is WGY, WGFM, Schenectady.
If you've grown up around here, chances are you take Saratoga Vichy for granted. Well, don't. What you're being so blasé about happens to be one of the most extraordinary natural products in all the world. People send for it from all over, both for its curious taste and for that remarkably long-lived carbonation the Vichy people are always talking. Saratoga Vichy, the only mixer we know of that people built a city just to be near.
Willie Davis leads off the Dodger fourth. This ball game is scoreless. McNally, the left-hander, to the left-hand Davis, and he takes it low, ball one. One ball and no strikes. Outfield around to the right a little bit on Davis. Third baseman Brooks Robinson. McNally's delivery slides in and over for a call strike, and it's 1-1. Lou Johnson, the on-deck batter. One ball, one strike to Davis. Now the 1-1 delivery, a swing and a miss, 1-2. Crossfire a little bit. Saying a little while ago about the Dodger fans and all listening to the ball games, they'll hear them in the mornings. When the Eastern casters come out and play the Dodgers at night, then the Eastern fans get a delightful treat. They hear their game starting at 11 tonight and in the morning. Davis strikes out swinging. So McNally gets his first strikeout. And now will be Lou Johnson, who fouled out to catcher Andy Etchebarren. Dodgers are one inning away. If they don't score here, I'm tying a record of the most innings without scoring in a World Series. A record they'd dearly love to forget all about. McNally works. Spikes on an off-speed pitch. He took a little off his breaking ball that time. Got Lou well out in front of it. No balls, one strike, one out, none on, in the fourth, no score. Hard wrap into left, and coming up for it is Kurt Bleffery. Johnson rounds first in a sudden hurry, scrambles to get back in there, dives in headlong and just does make it. He must have gone up about 15 feet. If Bleffery had bobbled that ball, he'd have been on his way to second. But instead, as he started to come back, as though he lost his footing momentarily, had to dive back in, and now is taking all the infield of Baltimore right off his clothing. And relay throw was bang, bang, and he got back in safely. So the Dodgers get their first hit in game four. McNally started him off with a changed curveball and got him to swing. Came back with his hummer, and Lou changed speeds on it and sent it into left field like a rocket. Here's Tommy Davis, who lined into right field in the second inning for an out. The outfield right away. McNally checks on Lou Johnson. The pitch. Swing and a foul coming straight back. Strike one. A bit of a gap between Snyder, the center fielder, playing straight out, and Bleffery, who is shading over toward the left field line. No balls, one strike. Davey Johnson well over toward second. With Boog Powell holding on the runner, Lou Johnson. There's a ball bounced lower at third and then going foul. Johnson's all the way around to third, practically. He's a very. Said it took him long enough to get here. He can't see any reason why he shouldn't keep moving him out. No balls and two strikes now as he cuts the diamond. There is no score. We're in the top half of the fourth inning. Willie Davis opened the frame with a strikeout. And then Lou Johnson singles sharply to left for the Dodgers' first hit. You might have heard a round of applause on the young National League bat boy, a youngster who earlier in his life was very severely burned. His hands were burned off him, and he has hooks. But he is wonderful. He had his picture taken with the vice president, and he can do all sorts of things, play golf. So he has not allowed the handicap of losing his hands to deter him in any way, and of course he's a great favorite with Baltimore fans. No balls, two strikes here to Tommy Davis. Lou Johnson just by about two strides. Chopper hit toward short. Aparicio gets a bad hop, but gets it on to Johnson for one to first base. Double play. Aparicio to Johnson to Powell. And Tommy Davis is arguing to no avail. No runs a hit, no errors, and nobody left. At the end of 3 1/2 innings, Los Angeles nothing, Baltimore nothing.
We asked the nastiest man in the world to ask some nasty questions about our beer. Go ahead, Nasty.
What is all this 8 brewery jazz?
We're trying to get Carling Black Label beer into people's hands while it's still fresh and light.
Oh, don't con me. Beer's supposed to be old.
Well, that depends on where it gets old. In the aging tanks, good. But in the can or in the... not good. There, well, beer slowly, surely acquires an un-beer-like taste. Brewmasters call this taste ready. People call it flat.
So what do? Drink all your beer before it leaves the brewery?
We brought our breweries closer to the people. This way, Black spends less time in warehouses and trucks.
Hey, my brother drives a truck. You got something against trucks?
We love trucks. We love trains. We love planes. We just want our beer to spend less time in them. It'll taste better.
Say, when you guys stop beating your wives?
She's announcing here in the press box now in the radio TV area that the Baltimore pitching staff has tied a World Series pitching record of 28 scoreless innings in World Series play, and we'll fill you in more later on. Right now, there's a high pop hit up by Russ Snyder. LaFever on the second base side shades his eyes, and it's one away. Working here. Russ Snyder now is 0-2, and here is Frank Robinson, who hit what appeared to be a slider off the end of his bat, lifted it out into left field, didn't get all of it he wanted, and Tommy Davis hauled it in on the warning track. Field around to the left to Robinson, the right end batter. Long drive to left field. Way back, way back. Just hit it back. Home run. Tied a record that he didn't want to tie for the most home entered in series competition, 8. And that was the 8th that he's given up. Curveball hit down toward third. Bad hop. Kennedy comes up, out of his stomach, throws across, and he's got him in there 2 away. So Frank Robinson gives Baltimore a lead away on his second series homer, which is the 8th entered by Don Drysdale. Other pitchers have done that. Burley Grimes, Charlie Root, Allie Reynolds, Don Newcomb, and Whitey. Now Don Drysdale. Here's Boog Powell, who struck out and moved it inside the ball. The ball that Frank Robinson hit appeared to be a waist-high fastball right out over the heart of the plate. He got all of the wood he wanted on that one and then some. He really tore it apart way down the left field. Ball two. If it had a tendency to go foul, it never had a chance. Two balls and no strikes. Two down, 1-0 Baltimore in the bottom of the fourth. Oh, Powell, long, deep center, way back, way back. And Davis leaps, and a sensational catch by Willie Davis.
doctor. What a catch by Willie Davis. He took a home run away. Well, the inning's one run on a homer by Robinson, one hit, a spectacular catch, and nobody left. And at the end of four, Baltimore won, Los Angeles nothing. Here he is again with another story, our favorite umpire, Nick Prone.
One night in Pittsburgh, a son known as the Ape Man, on account of he was not a very dainty performer with the glove, lets a ground ball bounce off his chin. It raises such a lump that the next day he cannot shave. I hear of this and offer him my new Gillette Techmatic razor, which he graciously declines. Beaters, go feed your guide dog. Ape Man, I reply, the Gillette Techmatic razor just out has the lightest touch in shaving. Six super stainless steel edges are coiled and sealed inside a cartridge, like film in a camera. Each edge lasts a week. Then, flip a lever and a new edge locks in place. The Gillette Techmatic ends blade handling forever. Well, the Ape Man, he gets a perfect shave from the Gillette Techmatic and does not even cut his bump. Ump, he says to me, you are a humanitarian. Ape Man, I reply, say that on the field and you're out of the game.
Jim Lefebvre stands in and McNally's in with a strike. Lefebvre walked in the second inning and was forced. 1-0 now into the top of Baltimore leading. There's a drive out into center field for a solid base hit off a hanging curveball. So the Dodgers have their second hit. Ben Skelly, they're still buzzing about that sensational catch by Willie Davis.
I think one nice thing about it is it's the same man. It's the same man who was called a little league outfielder by some folks for dropping two fly balls. And from one team to another, I'm sure glad he got off the hook.
I am too. As we said before, nobody likes to wear horns except four-footed animals and a hunter. Here now is Wes Parker. Ball outside, 1-0. Not as familiar with the Dodger ball club as Ben would be, coursing into a part of their lineup where they might not be able to run and hit or hit and run quite as much. But we'll watch Lefebvre nonetheless, because you have to pull all stops to get back into this World Series. Trailing nothing to one here in the top of the fifth. McNally, one ball, no strikes, sends his curveball, ball two. It appeared he hung his curveball to Lefebvre, and he really ripped it up the middle. And is now up, so that this proves that Walter Alston is ready to do anything at this point or any point. Two balls and no strikes. They'll have to get down the lineup a little bit before they would bat for Drysdale. Two balls and no strikes. The look at first to Lefebvre by McNally. And this one slides in there at the knees for a call strike, 1-1. Of course, manager Alston is saying that he wants to be ready in the event he has to hit for Dunn. But by the time you get to Dunn, it's conceivable the Dodgers could be tied or ahead. And that again would change the thinking of manager. But the big thing in this game is be ready. Two balls, a strike. Bounce toward third. Brooks Robinson off to the left, a fine play. On to Johnson, double play. What a double play. See now why they say that Brooks Robinson is one of the greatest third basemen in baseball. He just went out to the left like a cat, stumbled as he came up with the ball, made a perfect throw to Johnson chest high so they could hit that bag, dance away, and come over to first for the double play, and he got it. Roseboro takes a call. That is the second double play now for Baltimore, whose team led in defense statistics this year, and the 1-0 Baltimore, two down in the top half of the fifth. Strike two is called to Roseboro. A soft curveball in and over. 0-2. If McNally gets out of this inning, the Baltimore pitching staff will establish a new record of scoreless innings in World Series play, 29. He is one out away from that. Here's the 0-2 pitch. Breaking ball outside, a ball and two strikes. A tremendous home run by Frank Robinson, his second in the series. Deep down the left field line. And then a great catch. Strike three is fouled in the book. No runs, a hit, no errors, and nobody left. At the end of 4 1/2 innings, Baltimore won, the Dodgers nothing.
Plymouth, Doctor, when you over the hill. Plymouth is out to win you over the hill. Follow your heart to your Plymouth dealer today. Hi, Edie Gourmet for your Plymouth dealer who's out to win you over with a longer, more luxurious 67 Fury. And you look at Fury as the day you'll give in to Plymouth. See your Plymouth dealer now. He's all heart. Plymouth is out to win. Follow your heart to your Plymouth dealer today.
The luxurious new Furies, 25 models strong, are on display now. But be prepared. Plymouth could win you over today. Chrysler also brings you the Bob Hope Chrysler Theater on NBC television every Wednesday night at 9 p.m. Central Time. Baltimore leading here, one run, two hits, no errors. The Dodgers, no runs, two hits, no errors, as we now move halfway part of this very thrilling World Series game, Game 4, the game the Dodgers must win. No one knows it better than the man who all the thrilling action, the veteran voice of the Los Angeles Dodgers, Vin Scully.
Thank you, Bob, and hi, everybody. Kurt Blefary to lead it off. As Drysdale goes to work in the bottom of the fifth inning, and the breaking ball in on the hands, ball one. Blefary walked in the second inning. The Orioles a run on two. The home run by Frank Robinson. The Dodgers no runs, two hits. Blefary, left-hand hitting left fielder, waiting. Drysdale back with a change over for a strike. Kurt likes the fastball, and the Dodgers throughout the series have thrown him breaking stuff and changes. Drysdale has done both in the count one and one. Don comes back to the plate, fastball, swung on and missed, strike two. The infield swung around towards first and the outfield to right. And for Drysdale, this could be his last inning of work. He is due to bat second when the Don in the sixth inning. 1-0 Baltimore in the bottom of the fifth. Drysdale reading room, setting a target. Drysdale has walked one through four innings. Fastball is down and away, ball two, 2-2. Drysdale has struck out two. Dave McNally has struck out two, walked one, allowed two singles. And, of course, the defensive play by Willie Davis, goaltending to take a home run away from Johnny Powell. 2-2 pitch on the way. Curveball and a high fly ball to right field. It's the line. Lefevre out and Johnson in. And Lou on the line makes the catch in fair ground. So curve fly ball to Lou Johnson in the right field corner, one away. And the batter will be Dave Johnson. Dave Johnson, fourth series, hit into a double play in the second inning. Right-hand hitting second baseman, who has been involved in double plays for the Birds. Baltimore with two double plays today, three in the last 2 days. Johnson takes a strike, and Baltimore's turned in four in the series. 0-1, the count to Dave Johnson, one out on the fifth, 1-0 Baltimore. Drives back to the plate. Fastball, pull foul outside of third to Billy Hunter. 0-2. Billy, who was once sold to the St. Louis Browns by the Dodgers, reported $75,000. He still has pretty good hands. 0-2. Andy Barron on deck. At no time in the series have the Dodgers been out in front. They have been behind national anthem almost of the first game. The strike two pitch is a curveball hit in the air to left center. Tommy Davis comes. He's there to make the catch. Well, maybe not quite. And the batter will be Andy Etchebarren. Andy Etchebarren, right-hand inning catcher, struck out in the third inning. He's 0 for 1. If you are interested in ballistics on Frank Robinson's home run, a fan 10 rows from the top caught it. The pitch to Etchebarren, breaking ball down and away. 1-0. When the Dodgers hit in the sixth, they are due to send up John Kennedy, Don Drysdale, and Maury Wills. Drysdale back to work. In the right-hander's 1-0 pitch, fastball on the outside corner for a strike. He is a much better pitcher than he was in the first game of the series, but he has still been bitten by the home run ball, and McNally has been superb through five innings. 1-1 pitch, fastball fouled away. He didn't get around on it. 1-2.
The height of the wire fence is 7 feet.
1-2 the count to Andy Etchebarren from nearby Los Angeles in La Fuente. Right hand hit. Drysdale reading Roseborough. Now Don's 1-2 pitch on the way. Fastball, a half swing, strike three call. So Baltimore out in order in the fifth. And the score at the end of five innings of play. Baltimore 1 and the Dodgers nothing.
A great new filter cigarette is born. Born with Camel. New Camel filters.
New Camel filters, the one born rich.
New Campers, this is the one born rich. Rich in taste, with that big Camel head start on flavor. Now that great Camel heritage of real taste comes to you in a great new filter cigarette. No other can compare in flavor. No other can compare in quality to new Camel filters. This is the one you'll want to try.
Try Camel filters, the one born rich.
We pause 30 seconds for station identification.
This is WGY, WGFM, Schenectady.
Your radio has not gone cuckoo. That's merely the sound of Saratoga Vichy and its long-lasting fizz. The story behind fizz is even stranger than the sound. You see, nature carbonates Saratoga Vichy, giving it a perky little fizz, incredible staying power. It keeps drinks fresh far longer than club soda or any of the imitation Vichys. Saratoga, the authentic Vichy in the yellow label.
John Drysdale in the on-deck circle and the Wills. McNally's first pitch is punched down the right field line, but slicing as she goes in the corner, foul and back into the lower deck. 0-1. Bill Regan loosening up in the Dodger bullpen. And since he and everybody else in the ballpark can see Drysdale in the on-deck circle, you wonder whether Phil is just throwing on his own. We'll see. Kennedy hit a towering foul in the upper deck left field in the third inning, but then popped out. 0-1 to John. He's 0-4 in the series. Dave McNally left her into his windup. And the strike one pitch, breaking ball, swung on and missed 0-2. I think that was his slip pitch. McNally with a three-quarter move, fastball, curveball, and a good slip pitch. He has walked one man five innings, in direct contrast to the five he walked in 2 1/3 at Dodger Stadium. In the strike two pitch, fastball outside just to show it to Kennedy, 1-2. McNally, third during the regular season. He lost six. 1-2 pitch on the way. Breaking ball, line to left for a base hit. McNally making a bad pitch, and he knew it. He kicked at the dirt. He got the ball up on Kennedy, and John hung it into left field. So the Dodgers get the leadoff man on for the second time in a row as Lefebvre opened in the fifth inning with a single. It's trailing 1-0. That is a favorite weapon of theirs. Now that Drysdale comes up to the plate, Phil Regan stops throwing in the bullpen. Don is a good hitter. However, the Birds expect him to bunt. Brooks Robinson up inside the bag at third. Powell are ready to push off the bag at first. The curve is a strike. 0-1. With both Brooks Robinson and Johnny pudging the plate, Drysdale will not have much room to drop the bunt, and he backs out and has another look at Preston Gomez. Baltimore a run on two hits. The Dodgers, no runs on three hits. We're in the sixth inning, nobody out. The pitch to Drysdale, he flicks at it and misses for a strike. Now in a hole, 0-2. The Don leaning on his bat, hand on his left hip, staring down at Preston Gomez, and we'll see whether Walter Alston wants him to try and bunt 0-2. If you make a mistake on Drysdale, particularly if you get the pitch up on him above the belt, he is liable to long ball you. And, of course, McDowell set, looks over at first, back he comes, high and away. Ball one, one and two. Baltimore figuring that with two strikes, Drysdale will not bunt. So Brooks Robinson will depth. Powell continues to hold Kennedy. John is not a particular base-stealing threat. McNally, left foot on the rubber, has a look at you, Barron. The outfield straight away on Drysdale. McNally's one pitch outside, and he took a little off at that time and almost aimed it. And the count two and two. Crowd oohs and ahs. John Rice of the American League calling balls and strikes. We're in the sixth inning. Baltimore won, and Frank Robinson's home run, his second of the series, and his 51st of the year, if you want to count the 49 he hit during the regular season. 2-2 pitch on the way. Fastball just low, and that's the one he wanted. McNally angry. He thought he had it at the knees with it, and it's 3-2. Now we'll see if the Dodgers play run and hit. Kennedy the runner and Drysdale both checking with goal. McNally visibly upset. On that 2-2 pitch, he tried to sneak the fastball over at the knees and missed. But here's a very big pitch now. We'll see what develops. Kennedy at first, held. McNally set, checking. Kennedy goes. The pitch is swung on and missed. Etchebarren juggles, scores. They get him. On the strike three, juggled the ball momentarily, was still able to throw a strike to nab the sliding Kennedy. A big play. K24, if you're keeping score, and just like that, two out in the sixth. The Dodgers now have been unable to get a man to second base. And here is Maury Wills, who popped up and fouled out, 0 for 2. McNally's fastball is hit to Brooks Robinson on one hop, and Brooks throws him out. For the Dodgers in the sixth inning, no runs, one hit, nobody left. And at the end of five and a half innings, Baltimore won, and the Dodgers nothing.
Insurance, tax statement, employee tag, I think that does it. Now, if you'll raise your right hand and repeat after me.
Repeat after you what?
The Carling philosophy.
Carling what?
Philosophy. Time, the maker of beer.
Time, the maker of beer.
Is also the great destroyer.
Great destroyer.
Shipped from city to city, stashed away in warehouses.
Stashed from city to city, shipped away in warehouses.
Even a great beer like ours.
Even a great beer like yours.
Ours.
Ours.
Would slowly, surely lose the taste that made it great.
Would slowly, surely lose the taste that made it great.
Good. This is why we brew Black Label.
Good. This is why you brew Black Label.
In eight breweries around the country.
In eight breweries around the country.
Hired. Congratulations.
You're hired. Congratulations.
With Ben Scully, Bob Prince speaking to you from Memorial Stadium in Baltimore, where the Orioles have hits, no errors, the Dodgers, no runs, three hits, and no errors. They have now gone through 30 consecutive innings without a score. And the Baltimore defense have pulled off three straight double plays, and they have sparkled behind McNally, who leads it off, and here's Ben.
I've Don Drysdale working on his opposing pitcher, Dave McNally, right-hand batter, fouls a fastball off to the right 0-1. The crowd giving McNally a well-deserved round of applause. Dave has been right on the plate all day, walked just one man, and what balls the Dodgers have hit with men on base have been 0-1 the count to Dave. Hit back to Drysdale in the third inning. Outfield shades him a little bit right field. The strike one pitch on the way. Overhand curve for a strike in the count 0-2. One run, two hits for Baltimore. No runs, three hits for the Dodgers. Sparkling play on both sides. Here's John Noy. Curve ball over, strike three called. So McNally goes down on three for Don Drysdale, his fourth strikeout. And the leadoff man, Luis Aparicio. Aparicio, right-hand hitting shortstop, fouled out to Johnsboro in the first inning. hit a high twisting fly ball down the right field line in the third, and Lou Johnson went right against the boards to make the catch. So Aparicio is 0 for 2. He is 3 for 15 in the series. Drysdale ready, starts him off with a fastball. It's lined to center for a bit. Willie Davis plays it on a hop and gets it back in. That is hippie for Baltimore. It is interesting to know the Orioles have gotten 6 hits in 2. They won one 1-0. They're leading the other 1-0. Russ Snyder tried and actually hit the ball twice with his bat in the first inning and then popped up in the fourth. So the center fielder is 0-1 for 5. Drysdale set at the belt, turns and throws to first, driving Aparicio back. There has been a stolen base in the series, that by Maury Wills. We'll see now whether Aparicio might be at the front end of a play as Drysdale is up on top and set. The pitch to Snyder, a strike. 0-1 the count. In the Dodger bullpen, Ranoski and Phil Regan begin to loosen up. Taranoski, the left-hander. On deck, Frank Robinson. One out, sixth inning, 1-0 Baltimore. Drysdale set at the belt, delivers, and it's away. 1-1. Light breeze blowing from the right field corner, slanting over to left. Not really hard enough to affect a fly ball. Kennedy is up a couple of steps, about even with the bag at third. The outfield bounced straight away, although Lou Johnson gives the left-hitting Snyder most of the right field corners. Drysdale's 1-1 pitch. Aparicio goes. A pitch go down to Wills. They've got him hung up. Wills to Parker. He's tagged out. So Aparicio going on a pitch out, and it went 2-6-3 from Roseboro to Parker. So we still have only one stolen base in the series. To try and upset Roseboro, Snyder waved at the ball, and he's charged with his count as 1-2. Two out, sixth inning, 1-0 Baltimore. When the Dodgers hit in the seventh, if you are not keeping score, Willie Davis, Lou Johnson, and Tommy Davis. Drysdale end up 1-2 pitch, fastball hit back to the box. Don Hassett just lobs to Parker, and that'll do it. In the sixth inning for Baltimore, no runs a hit, no left. And at the end of 6, Baltimore 1, the Dodgers nothing.
With Trump, can't get nowhere, so use heads up handsome. Girls don't care for plastered hair, so choose heads up handsome. 2-4 bottle, what it's gotta make you heads up handsome.
Tube or bottle, Gillette Heads Up grooms like water, only better. Won't dry, won't plaster down. So men, take the pledge. Use Heads Up.
We will continue this game on the next cassette.